On today's episode of the Screen Door Experience, practice makes perfect, but nobody's perfect, so why practice? Yep, we've been looking through all our numbers, and turns out the demographics of the show skew pretty heavily to the dudes. 90% dudes, 10% others. I guess that's mainly ladies. Which is why today's episode is strictly for the women's. So, I mean, if you're a dude, you can still listen, but we're really going to appeal to our female audience today. So, I guess stand clear of the closing doors. Here's some cow sounds. We're going to start the episode. All right, since this episode is, you know, we're going to really hammer home the points that all the female listeners want to hear, we're going to talk about what the females like, which is, of course, the radio. I know every female in the world listens to the radio about probably like 19 hours a day. They just sit down in a room and turn on the radio. And from what I've gathered, the radio is built of two things, which is sports talk radio and religious talk radio. So I've decided to combine those two things today. And we're going to be talking about what sports Jesus would play if he came back right now. You know, would they change the rules? Would he be allowed to play? Would he be any good? Because, I mean, I don't know. He never really showed off his athletic prowess when he was alive, but obviously he did that miracle stuff, so I'd have to assume he could be pretty athletic. So I guess just go by sport. Let's start with, I guess, the most popular sport in America, football. What position would he play? I guess if he's really as good as he seems, probably play both sides of the ball. Because I'm assuming he doesn't get tired ever. He walked around the desert with no water or food for 40 days, so he's got to have stamina. So yeah, he could play both sides of the ball. Very smart, wise guy, so I'm assuming, you know, put him in there at quarterback, he can make all the right reads. Definitely a good game manager, but definitely athletic enough to, you know, he could take off if he wants to run the option. Then on the other side of the ball, put him at linebacker. He's definitely running your defense. Although, I don't know if he wasn't a big guy, so maybe not a linebacker. I'd actually put him back at safety. Definitely have him controlling your secondary back there. Next sport up, let's go with baseball. I'm assuming he's pretty much just Shohei Ohtani then, but like an even better version of that. So, I mean, yeah, he's striking guys out on the mound, and then obviously just hitting dingers all the time whenever he wants to. And I mean, I guess that's the point that is most important. If he can just hit a dinger whenever he wants, would he be allowed to play? Obviously, everybody knows they do that steroid testing for baseball. If they test him, will he come back for, like, you know, God? Does he have God in his blood or urine? And what do they do when they find that? Can they drug test for God? That's probably an important thing to figure out when they're doing that. And does he get a 50-game suspension for that? Does he get just suspended indefinitely? Is he allowed to play while he's still using his godlike abilities? I mean, I don't know. You'd have to really think about that, and they'd probably talk about that on, like, PTI for, you know, a couple hours there, and on First Take, Stephen A. would be screaming about, you know, he's allowed to, he's born this way or whatever, he's God. So, I mean, that's really a hairy situation, and I don't think we're ever going to figure that out when he comes back and tries to play baseball. Because obviously he's going to play baseball, because it's America's pastime, and Jesus is an American man. He's a red-blooded American. He wants to play baseball. Which obviously brings us to the only other option for a sport, the only other sport in the world that exists, which is basketball. I don't know if basketball is really his sport. I mean, who's going to want to play with that guy? It's the ultimate team game. You got 5 guys out there. But obviously, if Jesus Christ out there, he's not going to miss a shot. So why would he pass the ball if he's not going to miss? You don't want to be out there, and you just have to play defense then? Just play defense for him while he's just throwing up any shot he wants and it goes in? So I feel like he's a bad fit for basketball. Definitely he has a huge ego because, I mean, what are you going to do? You going to talk back to him like, hey, man, pass the ball? He's like, no, he's not going to miss a shot, so he's not going to give you the ball. Which, I mean, I don't know. Can he manage egos? Like, is he going to be more LeBron type, where he's just like, produce for me, or otherwise I'm getting rid of you? Is he going to be more, you know, a real manager, like a Greg Popovich, Phil Jackson kind of guy, but out on the court? I don't know. I don't know how he would balance that, and I don't know if his sports career would really go well. I feel like it would kind of hurt his reputation as, the savior of every human being or whatever his whole deal is, which is why I feel like he should just, stay dead, because coming back and playing sports definitely going to hurt him in the long run. But if he did come back, obviously baseball is his sport. And, I think he'd get suspended. He's definitely a dirty player. You can't be playing out there as God. But that's just me. All right, so we're going to do our little ad break, and then we're going to get some experts to weigh in on this hot-button topic. All right, welcome back. We're finishing this episode up with another riveting interview. I decided not to go too much sports in this one, but I decided to stay very religious. It's not exactly God, but I feel like this thing watches over me all the time. I decided to talk to my ceiling fan today. I feel like my ceiling fan shared a lot of great insights on the world and just kind of life in general. So here's that interview. All right, so first off, just I guess tell me, your name and how you got started as a fan. That's really interesting. I wouldn't have really thought you came from that kind of background. And then I didn't think day trading would lead to being a ceiling fan, but I mean, I guess we all have our own path. So, I mean, I guess we're going to come back to the spirituality thing of the first half of this episode. What do you identify as, I guess, religiously? Oh, a snake charmer, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that. Because, I mean, I feel like you can't even hold a snake on there. When you start spinning, I feel like you just throw them all over the room. I don't know, but I guess, that's your preference, and you like snakes. Snakes are cool, I guess. They're like lizards, but they don't even need to have legs. So, I don't know. What do you like to do in your free time? I've never really talked to a ceiling fan before today. So, I mean, yeah, just tell me, what do you do in your days off when I don't turn you on? Oh, croquet. Yeah, I like croquet, too. I don't really understand the point of croquet. It just seems like a leisure sport invented for really rich people in the 1700s. They were just going to walk around our big yard and hit a ball around. But, like, our yard's not big enough for golf. So we get these little hammers and we're just going to kind of hit a ball. We don't really feel like moving around. But, I mean, it seems like a fun game to play. Anything else you want to tell people about yourself other than just... I guess the big question is, which way... How do you decide which direction to spin? Yeah, you can say that again. All right, man. I'll let you get out of here. I know you got a lot to do today. You're spinning. So, I'll see you around, I guess. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. I feel like we hit a lot of hard-hitting subjects today. Enough for one episode. Who knows if another episode will ever come out, when it will come out. Probably whenever I'm bored and have free time, because, as we've covered many times, I am a very busy person. So I can't keep doing this, even though I know you all need it to survive. I'm pretty much like, come up with a metaphor on your own about something that needs something to survive. You're pretty much all just parasites living inside me. And by this point, I feel like I'm more virus than host. But I mean, that's not too bad. Anyways, it's been a great episode. I know that you all enjoyed it a lot because I'm just that good. I mean, I'm probably getting too good for this, and I should start charging all of you. But I don't know. I don't really know what to do with money anyways, so keep your money to yourself. And I'll do another one of these whenever I want to. So stay tuned. I don't really care.